Understanding the role of cryptocurrency in global trade. I use understanding the role of cryptocurrency in global trade as my lens. I follow real use cases, remittances and cross-border payments, merchant acceptance and financial inclusion, blockchain for shipping transparency and regulation, from KYC/AML to tax. I track volatility, liquidity and market access for trade finance and watch stablecoins, DeFi and CBDC pilots as new rails and policy experiments. Key takeaways 1. Crypto can move money across borders quickly and at lower cost. 2. Stablecoins and tokenization are practical tools for trade settlement and working capital. 3. Blockchain can add provenance and reduce disputes in supply chains. 4. Volatility, liquidity, and shifting regulation are real risks that require guardrails. 5. Choose the right rail stablecoin, permissioned ledger, trusted custodian, and keep compliance simple. How I see adoption trends shaping trade, understanding the role of cryptocurrency in global trade, remittances, and cross-border payments. Real use. I watch people sending money home. Lower fees and faster transfers are the clearest signals that crypto is useful, not just hype. A friend using a stablecoin to send money abroad saves on fees and gets funds in minutes. That matters. What I check. 1. Cost vs. banks. 2. Speed of settlement. 3. Ease of access phones, apps. 4. User trust in wallets. 5. Local regulatory clarity. When remittances improve lives, that's adoption. Merchant acceptance and financial inclusion. Merchant acceptance turns crypto into everyday money. A cafe accepting crypto brings customers in and makes finance tangible. I track. 1. Simple point-of-sale tools and payment processors. 2. Stablecoin flows to reduce volatility risk. 3. Incentives that encourage trial use. 4. Local rules for merchant payments. More merchants accepting crypto can lower barriers for the unbanked and expand financial inclusion. Adoption trends to watch. 1. Stablecoins for payments, low volatility, fast transfers. 2. Layer 2 scaling, cheaper microtransactions. 3. Payment integrations, wallets and POS systems. 4. Cross-border rails that bypass slow correspondent banking. 5. Regulatory clarity to build trust. 6. Mobile-first access for emerging markets. Why blockchain matters for supply chains transparency and traceability. I once tracked a coffee shipment from farmer to cafe. Blockchain made provenance clear. Shared, tamper-resistant records cut guesswork and speed up recalls. Benefits. 1. Provenance and audit trails. 2. Faster detection of contamination or bad batches. 3. Tamper-resistant records reduce disputes. 4. Ability to reward honest suppliers. Faster settlement and lower fraud. Shared ledgers reduce middlemen and shrink reconciliation time. Outcomes. 1. Faster settlements free up capital. 2. Fewer fake invoices and double billing. 3. Simplified audits and compliance reporting. Cryptocurrency can move value quickly. Paired with blockchain records, it reduces delays and conversion headaches for small exporters. Digital asset regulation and compliance. KYC, AML and licensing. I read primary sources and regulator guidance across the EU, US, Singapore and Japan, and follow FATF, FCA and SEC guidance. My routine. 1. Check official updates first. 2. Read concise explainers. 3. Convert changes into one-line operational actions. A timely regulatory flag can save onboarding headaches. Tax, customs and reporting. Tax and customs treatment of crypto affects invoices and trade costs. I watch. 1. National Tax Agency guidance, IRS and equivalents. 2. VAT/GST classification, asset, service or currency. 3. Customs rules when crypto moves value across borders. Keeping understanding the role of cryptocurrency in global trade in mind helps me map tax rules to real trade operations. Market dynamics and trade finance price swings, liquidity and market access. I treat crypto markets like a weather forecast for money. Volatility, liquidity and access determine what trades are safe. Daily checks. 1. 24-hour and 7-day volatility. 2. Order book depth on primary exchanges. 3. On-ramps and off-ramps available to counterparties. If liquidity is thin, I prefer stablecoins or local fiat settlements. Volatility. Credit and hedging volatility affects credit lines, collateral and settlement finality. Considerations. 1. K Can a lender tolerate swings in collateral? 2. Are hedging tools, futures, options available and affordable? 3. Will settlement complete within contractual timeframes? When in doubt, shift to stable coins, add price buffers, or use intermediaries with proven settlement. DeFi, stablecoins, and payments for cross-border trade. I track these because cross-border trade is often slow and costly. I look for practical solutions, not just theory. Stablecoins, low-cost rail stablecoins, are the gasoline on crypto roads. They preserve value and speed settlement. Advantages: 1. Minute scale transfers. 2. Lower fees for many corridors. 3. On-chain transparency that aids reconciliation. Example: an exporter in Vietnam paid in stablecoin can settle payroll and convert locally in hours. DeFi lending and tokenized assets. DeFi and tokenization can act like a modern factoring desk by making invoices and receivables tradable. How it works: 1. Invoices tokenized and sold to lenders. 2. On-chain data enables quicker credit decisions. 3. Sellers get cash, lenders earn yield. I evaluate defaults, liquidity, and legal enforceability before recommending these tools. Governance, CBDC and trade policy. Comparing governance models. Different blockchain governance models suit different policy goals. 1. Public chains, openness and liquidity, but less control and scaling limits. 2. Permissioned ledgers, access control, faster settlement, built-in compliance, but less public trust. 3. Consortium models, industry standards and shared governance, but potential governance friction. Match the model to goals. Control and capital flows favor permission designs. Global liquidity favors public or hybrid approaches. CBDC pilots and interoperability. I watch CBDC pilots for signals on clearing times, data sharing, cross-border limits, and interoperability. Policy effects: 1. Faster settlement can reduce correspondent bank reliance. 2. Central oversight can improve sanctions enforcement. 3. Divergent privacy rules create friction for trade data flows. Treat CBDC as policy tools. Run limited cross-border tests. Publish data access rules and adopt open standards to reduce friction. Conclusion: understanding the role of cryptocurrency in global trade means treating crypto and blockchain as practical tools, not silver bullets. When they solve real bottlenecks, faster rails, clearer provenance, fewer fees, they change how goods and money move. But volatility, thin liquidity, and evolving regulation require measured choices. Pick the right rail, often a stable coin or permissioned ledger, add simple safeguards, and align operations with compliance. Used thoughtfully, crypto can shave days off payments and make audits less of a paper chase. For more practical reads and real-world tests, visit https://www.gigseconomy.com.